From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Iraqi troops battling in Ramadi. Iraqi troops battled Tuesday in the center of Ramadi in a fierce push to reclaim the city from Islamic State militants. This is an Iraqi television news anchor reporting to her audience, "Sons of proud Iraq, your brave men are fighting the battle of glory and honor. Your armed forces started their advance at 10 o'clock with support from their Air Force and coalition forces. Counterterrorism forces started their advance across the center of Ramadi to clear it of terrorism. Victory is coming, God willing." Saba al-Numani, a spokesman for Iraq's counterterrorism service, said the fighting was happening in neighborhoods surrounding a government complex with support from the Air Force. Iraqi troops are removing roadside bombs as they try to push forward. Six American service members were killed yesterday by a suicide bomber riding a motorbike near Bagram Air Base, an attack claimed by the Taliban. It's the highest death toll among U.S. personnel in months. Christopher Snedden, a South Asia analyst with the Asia-Pacific Center for Security Studies.
There's a very well-known Pakistani journalist called Ahmed Rashid who's written a lot about the Taliban in Afghanistan, who's now claiming that the Afghan regime is in total panic over the Taliban's current offensive and that it's not improbable the Taliban may come back. And if they are to capture Helmand, then that would be part of that particular comeback, I suppose, because that again is their heartland and it will be very difficult for the Afghan forces to retake that.
This is VOA News. Heavy smog.